创世纪第四章里头记载着两个兄弟。
In Genesis chapter 4, it talks about two brothers.
哥哥叫做该隐，弟弟叫做亚伯。
The older brother is called Cain, the younger brother is called Abel.
他们是属于人类的第一个家庭，亚当跟夏娃这个家庭的成员。
And these are members of the first family, belonging to Adam and Eve.
圣经说亚伯，他的行为跟他的献祭都蒙神的悦纳。
The Bible records that Abel's sacrifices are pleasing to God.
那他的好行为主要就是他相信神。
And the main and his good deeds are because he believes in God.
那这个哥哥该隐啊，他的行为、他的献祭都没有蒙神的悦纳。
And Cain, his offering as well as his actions were not accepted by God.
神对该隐说：“你如果做得好，你也一定会蒙悦纳。”
And then also the God said to Cain, "If you do well, will you not also be accepted?"
结果这个哥哥该隐他就很不高兴啊，甚至应该是对弟弟很不高兴。
And because of this, Cain was very angry with his younger brother.
所以有一次两个人在田野的时候，那该隐就动手打死了这个弟弟。
And one day when they were both in the field, Cain rose up against his brother and killed him.
所以这个第一个家庭就失去了一个儿子。
So the first family has now lost a son.
人类才开始不久就爆发了这样的一个流血的事件。
And that it's only the beginning of a human family or life, and something like this has happened.
这也是圣经里头第一个义人，第一个好人，他遭遇到这个逼迫或者是横祸。
And this is also the first righteous person that came across persecution.
并不是说他做错了什么事情。
It's not because Abel did anything wrong.
而是因为遭受了人家的这种嫉妒生气。
But this is the cause of someone else's jealousy and anger.
也从这里看到人的这种罪的本性。
And we also see the nature of human sin.
我们请看《传道书》第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作就被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
Verse 4, then I saw that all toil and all skill at work had come from one person's envy or another. This also is vanity, a chasing after the wind.
当我们很努力，当我们成功了。
When we work hard, when we are successful.
有一些人真的是很欣赏我们的成功，来赞美我们的成功。
Some people acknowledge our hard work and they praise us.
有一些人他可能是嫉妒甚至会攻击毁谤。
But other people may be jealous and they look for ways to destroy us.
那我们知道其实这就是人性。
And this is human nature.
人的负面的人性。
This is the negative side of human nature.
所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask God, Lord Jesus, to help us.
当我们看到别人好的表现、成功的时候，求主帮助我们让我们能够真的去赞美对方，真的欣赏对方美好的成就。
So when we see other people have success, let us ask God to help us enjoy their success and celebrate with them.
我们请看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第七节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 7.
神对该隐说：“你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必玷污你，你却要制服他。”
Verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is lurking at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.
这是神对该隐的劝告跟勉励。
This is God's warning and encouragement to Cain.
神告诉该隐说，你要行得好。
God told Cain that you have to do well.
这个罪他总是想要恋慕你，就是要得着你。
And sin is always at the door, looking for ways to take you.
啊，那神勉励该隐说，你要去制服这个罪。
And God encouraged Cain that he must master the sin.
啊，结果在人类的历史当中，在我们的生活当中，我们发现这个罪常常没有被制服。
And in our human history, we find that very few people are able to master the desire for sin.
哦，所以类似该隐跟亚伯这样的悲剧，就不断的在历史当中，在我们的生活里头来发生。
Therefore, we continually see this tragedy, occur in history as well as even in our lives.
哦，人很多时候没有去制服这个罪。
That because people are unable to master sin.
我们常常希望我们的生活或者社会的问题能够得到解决。
And we all try to find solutions to our problems or society's problems.
啊，因为我们实在很容易的就看到问题。
Because it's very easy for us to see problems or issues.
啊，但是从圣经来看，人必须要回归于神。
But according to the Bible, we need to return to God.
啊，回到神的国度里头。
Return into God's kingdom.
啊，否则的话，人真的是无路可走。
Because if not, then there is no way for us to go.
我们来看新约的作者他怎么来看亚伯跟该隐这件事情。
Let's also turn to the New Testament and see how an author perceives the situation.
我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
第四节，亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's, though through this he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith he still speaks.
在这里讲到亚伯的献祭是因为信而做的献祭。
And here it says, it talks about how Abel's sacrifice was acceptable because of his faith.
哦，他相信神。
And he believed in God.
哦，他相信神的指示，所以他照着神的指示做。
And he understood God's commandments and he obeyed his commandments.
哦，所以呢，这就神就证明他在神面前是义。
Therefore, God approved Abel before him as righteous.
哦，我们必须被神承认我们是义。
And we have to be approved by God to be righteous.
哦，所以我们要相信神，要相信他所给我们的指示。
Therefore, that's why we believe in God, and we have to believe in the instructions that God has given us.
哦，当我们说我们相信神所说的，那更进一步的就是要照神所说的去做。
And if we believe in what God has, the instructions that God has given us, the next step is for us to follow the instructions that God has given us.
哦，所以亚伯的献祭就是相信神，照着神所说的来献祭。
So Abel, he believed in God, he also followed what God, told him to do.
啊，神证明他在神面前是义。
And therefore, God approved Abel before God as righteous.
啊，但是很不幸的，也因为这样子，他被这个该隐啊，把他啊所杀掉。
Unfortunately, it is also because of this that Cain killed Abel.
啊，但是在十一章第四节下半句话说，啊，这个亚伯他因为这个对神的信，他仍旧说话。
And we see after the second half of verse 4, it says that Abel, through his faith, he still speaks.
但是我们第一个想到的就是，当该隐在做这个事情的时候，四周都没有人。
And we can think about when Cain was about to perform the murder, there was no one around them.
那这个亚伯他仍然在说话，啊，就是我们第一个想到的就是他对神来说这件事情，求神来伸冤。
And perhaps Abel, we do not know what Abel said, but he perhaps pleaded to God.
哦，就是没有人知道，但是 啊，亚伯也死了，但是他还是能够跟神来讲这个事情，求神来啊给大家一个啊一个公义。
And that even though no one was around and no one has seen this, but he asked God to give him justice.
啊，但是如果我们仔细的想，我们一起来看亚伯在说什么。
But if we think about what Abel said,
啊，第一个亚伯在讲人类的罪。
And the first Abel spoke about the sin of man.
啊，创世纪第三章在讲到亚当夏娃他们违背神的吩咐，啊，人类的这个堕落。
And chapter 3 of Genesis it talks about Adam and Eve and their sin and then the corruption of man.
啊，罪就入了这个世界。
And through them sin entered into the world.
啊，从此人必须要去制服这个罪。
And afterwards people have to be able to master the sin.
哦，但是人常常没有去制服这个罪。
But it's because men are unable to master the sin.
哦，所以到创世纪第四章就开始了看到因为罪而带来的比如说人的这个暴力。
And chapter 4 we begin to see because of sin we see sin through the violence of men.
哦，所以亚伯在说什么？亚伯在说人类的罪。
So what is Abel telling us today? He speaks about the sin of man.
啊，其实罪就是这个社会问题的最主要的根源。
And sin is the source of many problems in our society.
我们都想要解决这个社会、这个世界的问题。
We all want to solve the problems in our society.
但是如果拿掉了我们对罪的认识，那么肯定是会失败的。
But if we take away our recognition or understanding of sin, we will fail.
哦，真正的问题是人都是罪人。
Because the true problem is that all men are sinners.
哦，人常常忽略了而没有去制服这个罪，去解决罪的问题。
And rather, instead of taking care of this problem, we neglect the problem of sin.
哦，所以照着保罗的时代，这样的问题还是存在。
And in Paul's time, this problem still exists.
所以保罗在罗马书里头，他就很详细的来讲到这个罪。
So in Romans, Paul very detailedly talks about sin.
啊，尤其在罗马书的第三章。
Especially in Romans chapter 3.
我们请看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书啊，第三章，我们请看二十节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 20.
二十节，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Verse 20, for no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
好，所以第一个保罗的结论就是凡有血气的都有罪。
And here Paul's conclusion is that anyone who is of the flesh has sin.
二十三节。
Skip to 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
啊，当我们讲到罪，很多时候我们想到的是道德的问题。
And when we talk about sin, a lot of times we think about questions of morality.
啊，常常我们以啊，常常我们以认为说不道德的事情才是罪。
Or the things that are not ethical or immoral, those are sin.
啊，那在圣经里头比这个还要高。
But according to the Bible, sin is defined by a level above that.
而这个也是事实。
And this is also the truth.
啊，在这里保罗说，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Just like how Paul said that we fall short of the glory of God.
啊，这个常常是人所忽略的一个重要的罪。
And this is a sin that men we often neglect.
主耶稣再次传道的时候，他也看透了人的这种罪恶。
And when Lord Jesus was preaching, he also was able to see men's sin.
我们请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章十八节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 18.
十八节，唯有出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
verse 18, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles.
19节，因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤赌。
Verse 19, for out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander.
我们人常常只是看到表现出来的行为。
Oftentimes we only see the actions of others.
但是那个不是根源。
But that is not the root or the source.
根源在于人的心。
Because the source, it all comes from men's heart.
很多的时候，人的心是被罪恶所占有。
And many hearts sin has taken hold of.
这就是所有的问题的主要原因。
And this is the reason for many problems that we see.
战争怎么来的？这样来的。
And how our wars started, it is started through these type of things.
贪心，谋杀怎么来的？这样来的。
And same with greed and murder, they all come from the source.
错误的去对待人，怎么来的？这样来的。
And how we may treat others poorly, it all comes from this.
甚至有很多好的事情，如果不留意的话，就会被这个罪所来伤害，所来扭曲。
And same way, even if things are good, if we are not careful, it will be ruined by sin.
比如说信仰会带来力量。
For example, our faith can give us strength.
我们在对的好的信仰的道路上面，我们常常因为我们的信仰，我们得到力量。
And if we go on the right spiritual path, our faith will give us strength.
那盼望也常常让人能够忍耐，让人能够奋斗努力。
And hope can give us the ability to endure and continue to strive.
那爱常常让人愿意很慷慨，甚至牺牲。
And love allows us to be generous and to sacrifice.
但是我们在现实的生活里头，我们看到一些犯罪的事情这些恐怖的活动里头所用的也是这些。
But in our societies, some of the very terrible things that we might see, we also might see that the cause of these things come from the things we talked about.
因为罪，人扭曲了信仰。
That because of sin, we destroy our faith.
因为罪，人扭曲了那个盼望。
And because of sin, we destroy our hope.
因为罪，人扭曲了那个真正的爱。
And because of sin, we destroy the true love.
所以我们需要神的怜悯，需要神的帮助。
And because of this, we require God's mercy and help.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
十七节，若有人在基督里，他是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Verse 17, so if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Everything old has passed away.
我们需要被救赎。
And every one of us requires salvation.
我们需要在神的面前来认罪，来回转。
And all of us need to acknowledge our sins before God and to turn away from them.
我们相信主耶稣的福音，照着主耶稣的福音去做。
And we believe in the gospel of Jesus and we follow what is written in the gospel of Jesus.
这样我们才能够有真正的改变。
And only then can we have a true change.
从里头的内心来改变起。
That a change that starts from our heart.
我们的行为是因为内心改变了而表现出来的。
That our actions are a display of what is in our heart, our changed heart.
当亚伯在讲到人类的罪，他就是在提醒主耶稣是我们的希望。
And when Abel was speaking about the sins of man, it is a reminder of the hope that comes through Jesus.
亚伯仍然在讲话，他在讲什么？
And when now that Abel speaks, what else is he saying?
他在讲这个短暂而脆弱的人生。
He also talks about the short and the fragile life.
亚伯死的时候，在那个时代，他的年纪应该不算大。
And when Abel died, he is not considered very old during that time.
就好像今天在战场上为国家来为国家为百姓牺牲的这些战士，他们其实绝大部分都很年轻。
Just like the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in a battlefield, they are all very young.
我们能够好好的活着，但是常常我们回头一看，我们发现时间过得很快。
And even though we might live very good lives, we look back and we see time passing by very quickly.
我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若强壮的可以到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。转眼成空，我们便如灰而去。
Verse 10, the days of our life are 70 years or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then their span, it is only a toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away.
有一次我在一个熟悉 的一个认识的人面前，我说，哇，你今年八十岁了。
And one time I was speaking to someone I well know and I said,Wow, you are now today. You're 80 years old.
他回我一句话说，那你也不是快六十岁了吗？
And he replied to me, Well, doesn't that mean that you are now about 60 years old?
真的，时间怎么过得那么快？
And truly, we see how fast time passes.
十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Verse 12. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart.
这是摩西给我们的建议。
This is the encouragement Moses gives us.
我们要常常求神来带领帮助我们。
We have to ask God to continually guide and help us.
让我们能够来数算自己的日子。
So that we know how to count our days.
时间就这样的过去，我们生活的有意义、有价值吗？
And as each day passes, does our life have meaning and value?
我们人生最重要的一个问题，罪，我们解决了吗？
And the greatest problem in our life, sin, have we mastered it?
那在我们的生活当中，我们有没有去制服这个罪？
And in our lives, do we do what we can to master the sin?
时间过得很快，我们真的需要有智慧的心。
And indeed, time passes very quickly, we need a heart of wisdom.
时间过得很快，但是如果我们认识神，相信神。
And as time passes very quickly, if we believe in people,
相信神
and God,
我们又有智慧的得着从神来的智慧。
And if we have the wisdom that comes from God,
我们不会像很多人觉得很很这个很有那种很悲哀的那种感觉。
And we will not be like.Many others who feel very sad.
因为我们有主耶稣所应许给我们的永生。
Because we have the eternal life that is given through Jesus Christ.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's also look at John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。24节
John chapter 5 verse 24
主耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生不至于定罪是已经出死入生了
Verse 24 Very truly I tell you anyone who hears my word and believes him who has sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment but has passed from death to life
这里说在主耶稣基督里头我们有永生
And here it talks about the life in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有永生的盼望。
And that we have the hope of eternal life.
但是我们问题是我们有没有看重这个永恒而来为这个永恒做准备。
But the important thing is, do we emphasize this eternal life in our lives and do we prepare for it?
发生在亚伯身上的事情是突然来的。
And what happened to Abel came unexpectedly.
今天我们不希望有所谓的意外发生在我们身上。
None of us desires to have anything bad happen in our lives.
但是没有人可以给我们保证绝对不会有意外发生在我们身上。
But none of us can guarantee that tragedy will also not happen in our lives.
亚伯仍然说话，他在说什么？
So now that Abel is speaking, what else does he say?
他在告诉我们因着信而得着救恩这个事实。
He also mentions the truth from our salvation through our faith.
他死的时候应该还很年轻。
When he died, we mentioned that he was probably very young.
但是他已经准备好了，可以去见神。
But he has already prepared himself so that he can come before God.
因为在他活着的时候，他是因着信而来献祭。
Because in his life, he sacrificed and offered through his faith.
今天我们也是因着信而来领受主耶稣所为我们准备的救恩。
And today we also, through our faith, partake in the salvation through Jesus Christ.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Verse 1, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为罪，所以人跟神隔开。
Because of sin, there is a separation between God and men.
因为罪，人甚至成为神的仇敌。
And because of sin, man has become the enemy of God.
人跟神之间没有对的关系。
That there is no relationship between men and God.
那所以人在神的面前是不义的。
Therefore, we have become unrighteous before God.
那这里说，我们需要被神来称我们为义。
So here, this verse is talking about how we have to be justified by God.
那是，就是保罗在这里所说的，因信而来被称义。
Just like how Paul says here that we have to be justified through our faith.
我们信什么？
What do we believe in?
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Verse 9. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath of God.
我们相信借着主耶稣的宝血，我们能够罪得赦免，被称义。
That through the precious blood of Lord Jesus, through his blood we can be justified.
那主耶稣的宝血如何在我们身上来产生这种赦罪称义的功效？
And how does Jesus' blood have effect on our body? So,
来让我们有这个罪得赦免跟称义的功效。
So that we can have the effect of our sins being washed away.
那就是借着洗礼。
And as through baptism.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在这里，主耶稣说，受洗，来成为他的门徒，属于他，跟随他。
Here it talks about how we are baptized into Lord Jesus so that we belong to him.
所以主耶稣复活升天之后，门徒就开始传讲主耶稣救人的福音。
So after Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, his disciples began to preach the gospel of salvation.
有人认识了主耶稣，相信了主耶稣的福音，就为他们奉主耶稣的圣名来施洗。
That anyone who knows Lord Jesus, believes in him, they are baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
那为什么门徒 他不是奉父子圣灵的名，而是奉主耶稣的名。
And why is it that the disciples do not baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and baptize instead baptize in the name of Jesus?
我用一个简单的比喻啊，我们比较可能就容易明白。
Let me use a simple parable so that we can understand.
今天我是老板，突然有一件事情很重要。
Let's say I'm a manager and something very important came about.
这个星期六大家都放假。
And on Saturday, everyone has a day off.
星期日也是放假。
Sunday, everyone has a day off as well.
事情发生在星期天，所以我找你来帮我一起来解决这个问题。
And something very bad happened in our company on Sunday, so I want to find you so that you can come to work on Sunday to take care of this with me.
所以我们从早上11点开始做。
So on Sunday we began working starting from 11 o'clock.
我们中午没有吃。
And we skipped lunch.
一直忙到下午五点。
And we work all the way until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
事情解决，问题解决了。
And we're able to take care of the problem.
我很高兴。
I am very happy.
我就拿我的信用卡给你。
I give you my credit card.
带着你全家好好的去吃一顿丰盛的晚餐。
I tell you that, take your family, use my card, have a great dinner.
只要任何你要吃什么到怎样的餐厅，到时候用这张信用卡，只要签我的名就可以了。
And just take my credit card, take your family to whatever restaurant you guys want to go to, and just sign my name at the end.
只要签上我的名。
As long as you sign my name.
那你真的去享受了全家人享受的大餐。
That you and your family can have a very good meal.
你用这张信用卡。
Use this credit card.
那要签名。
And you have to sign.
你是签我的名吗？
Do you sign the manager's name?
My name.
Or do you sign my name?
因为你的 manager 说你就签我的名。
Because the manager said just sign my name.
那你不能够签 my name, 我的名。
But you cannot just write literally my name.
你要签什么？金亨倩。
You have to sign 金亨倩。
主耶稣说，奉我的名就有这个赦罪的功，洗礼就有赦罪的功效。
So now Jesus said that if you do this in my name, you'll have the effect of washing away sins.
所以我们是要奉主耶稣这个名啊，不是 my name。不是用 my name.
That's why we baptize using the name of Jesus, but not the name of that, not the literal my name.
这个才叫做信主耶稣，照着主耶稣所说的去做。
And this is what it means to believe in Jesus and to do according to what he says.
亚伯仍然在说话，他在讲什么？
So now that Abel is speaking, what else is he saying?
他在告诉我们说一个义人的这种超越。
He talks about the transcendence of a righteous person.
可以看得见的人生他是很短暂的。
And we see that Abel's life is very short.
但是他死了他仍然在讲话。
But yet, even though he has died, he continues to speak to us.
他的信心的生活成为我们的榜样。
That his faith and his life is an example for us.
他生命的长短不受这个肉体的限制。
That his life is not just limited by his flesh.
不但亚伯仍然在讲话，很多的古圣徒他们一直到今天。仍然在讲话。
And not only Abel, but many of the saints of the ancient times are continually speaking to us today.
我们看新约的这些使徒们仍然在对我们讲话，在影响着我们。
That we look at the apostles in the New Testament, they are still speaking to us today. They still impact our lives.
彼得、约翰、雅各、保罗，这都是新约的使徒。
Peter, James, John, Paul, these are all apostles in the New Testament.
他们美好的榜样，他们的教训，今天仍然在影响着我们。
Their good example, their teachings are influencing us.
甚至更久远的旧约的这些古圣徒， 他们也还在对我们讲话。
And even going back further, the saints of the Old Testament are also speaking to us.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各仍然在对我们讲话。
That Abraham, Isaac, Jacob are all speaking to us.
所以我们也问问我们自己我们应该做一些什么，说一些什么话来留给我们的儿女。
So we can ask ourselves, what should we do? What should we say so that we leave it behind to our children?
主耶稣这么的美好，这么的好，信仰这么的重要，我们到底留给我们的下一代怎样的信仰的模范？
That Lord Jesus, He has given us such a great thing. We have to think about how we can give this, continue to give this to the next generation.
所以亚伯他告诉他仍然在说话。他对我们说什么？
So now that Abel is continuing to speak to us, what else does he say?
他在跟我们讲人类的罪。
He spoke to us about the sinful nature of man.
他在告诉我们看得见这短暂脆弱的人生。
He spoke to us about for us to be able to see the fragile and short life that all of us have.
他在告诉我们，因为信神而能够得救恩的这一个事实。
And he also speaks about the truth regarding our salvation through our belief in God.
他在告诉我们一个义人，他能够超越了时间空间的限制。
And he also speaks about how a righteous person can transcend space and time.
亚伯到今天仍然在对我们说话。
That Abel speaks to us continually today.
我们如何来回应亚伯的信息？
So how do we respond to Abel's news?
一起唱诗429首。
Let's sing hymn 429.